The following episode of Focus on Arts was made possible by the Creative Community Scheme funding.
Welcome to this week's Focus on Arts. I'm Paul Neese. Heard an excerpt from a single called Slow Down, the new single for Deva Mahal. It's from her brand new EP, Future Classic Volume 2 Future, six gorgeous tracks. And that EP, I think, is a companion piece to a previous EP, Future Classic Volume 1 Classic. Kia ora, Deva. Yes. Welcome to the show again.
Kia ora. Thank you for having me again.
The new album, if the first one was a nod to classic soul maybe, the second one seems to want to predict the future of music. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, I mean, it's heavily influenced by a movement called Afrofuturism. And so I wanted to create timeless music that exists in the future and is kind of heralds music to come and is contemporary and forward moving.
So, to my mind, releasing an EP about the future of music and releasing that into our current world of uncertainty seems like a bit of a brave thing to do.
Well, I mean, I am an optimist and I want to project the future that I hope to see.
Yeah.
So I think it's important to put that into the world. It's not the case that I think I'm, you know, able to foretell what is to come, because to be honest, I don't know how to make heads or tails of what is going on in the world every day. And but I feel motivated by it and affected by it. And so I, as a creative person and as an artist, am compelled to create art that speaks to it and is informed by it.
Exactly. And, of course, with all the things happening in the world, we need music more than ever, I think.
You know, people keep saying that, and I think in my heart of hearts, I believe that. Admittedly, it is difficult to feel like putting out your own creations is, you know, has meaning, because there's so much struggle in the world, and there's always so much beauty, but I think we're in a rare time that has never really happened before, where we're aware of so much suffering all at once. And I think that like hurdles, and sometimes I think it escalates a lot of suffering, and I think it escalates and intensifies the struggles that people are experiencing. And I think it also has served to kind of create this feeling of like otherness, you know, that for some reason people forget that we live on this amazing, miraculous planet hurtling through universes and space and time, where we've yet to discover that there's another planet like it in the world. And we somehow find a way to create struggle as a species and to destroy our planet. So I think music is important, but you know, like, we as a species and this as a planet and every being on this planet is a miracle. And you know, my music's not like literal, like this is the future and this is what you should do. It's more like a lot of it is a feeling and it's a sonic identity and it's a calling back to yourself and to like connect with humans and to value life and to see each other and to accept yourself and to love and express yourself and speak your truth.
And the EP certainly reflects that, Diva, absolutely. Now, last time we talked, which
Thank
I
you.
Think was late last year, well, sometime last year anyway, we were talking about this EP coming out before the end of last year. So has there been a little bit of a hold up?
Well, it's less a hold up. It's more... I'm an independent artist and trying to traverse and navigate the music industry is something, I mean, I know a lot of people are talking about it, but you know, like you'd be surprised by the reality of artists who are like appearing to sell out stadiums and how like difficult it is for them to like survive and continue to create and to be able to have these careers. And you know, we're in the world where like charting, headlining artists are walking away from tours in huge deficit because you know we're kind of giving away the value of our art to things like AI and streaming services and digital, you know, downloads instead of the world where people actually bought your album, like the actual material, the actual hard copy. And so there's a real depreciation of the value of what we create. So it's difficult to accumulate the resources. And I'm lucky because I was able to be funded by New Zealand On Air and my tour also by the New Zealand Music Commission. And without them, you know, I don't think I could do it. Yeah. And so, you know, it's like hold up isn't really the word. Mm. It's just that it costs extraordinary amounts of money to be a recording and touring artist. And it takes a lot of resources, both financial and physical and psychological time. Also last year I had an open surgery and so I had to take 3-4 months off to recover. And so, you know, you add all those things together and it just, things are just happen when they're meant to happen. And so it wasn't meant to happen until now.
Yep, the realities of artists and the realities of life, really, isn't it?
Yep. Yeah, you know, it's real. Like, I'm feeling good and I feel like proud of the fact that I can put this work out and that I, was able to create it and share it with the world.
We have heard some of them before, though, because you've been, I guess, teasing us with single releases.
Yes.
The first four tracks on the EP we have heard before.
Yes.
What I want to go do now is sort of go through quickly each of the tracks and you can comment on them. So the first one is South Coast, which I believe is about where you live in part, and it was a collaboration with Astaire, wasn't it?
That's correct. It was a collaboration with Astaire and I writing the song, and then a collaboration with myself, Astaire, and Chris Wethy producing the track. It takes place and is inspired by the south coast of Te Whanganui Atara, where I live and where I spend a lot of time and am often, seeking solace and inspiration. And this particular song is inspired by a moment where I chose to take solace in, you know, in the tide pools of the South Coast and felt really, kind of connected to the moana and feeling the spirit of Yemaya, like really talk to me and hearing my woes, you know, and struggles with love and connection. That's really what that song was about. It's kind of like invoking that energy, you know, to like call into the universe and to call into your life someone that can meet you where you are. And then, you know, you kind of just ultimately have to be like it sounds kind of like woo woo, but you kind of have to be the goddess that you are. And you cannot like to take accept less, you know, than what it is that you deserve. So that song kind of like I was pulling from my Caribbean ancestry and my connection to the Moana and the ocean to tell this love story.
And that leads us to the second track, Need. Tell us about that one.
Need is I just kind of like to say about this song that it kind of is my expression of the universal desire that it doesn't exist inside a body that conforms to social standards, that desire for connection and ecstatic existence is divinely the right of every living, breathing creature, and that it should not be monopolized or co-opted or filled with shame. You know, I think there's a lot of shame around accepting yourself and as a fuller, like a as a big-bodied black woman. It's like there's so much information and so much rhetoric in the world telling you that you can only fit in this tiny little box, and you can't experience and express life like whatever is deemed acceptable. And so I wanted to just remind everybody that it doesn't matter what you look like, you're human, you are living, and therefore you experience desire. And and that it should be accepted and not filled with shame. I think so much of what is dangerous and what is harmful in this world is because of shame and secrecy and, you know, hidden things. And so I just wanted to put that in the open.
And then,
Self-acceptance and expression.
yeah, and then you follow that with sometimes good.
Yeah. Well, sometimes people are only sometimes good.
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes someone is really only keeping you there so that they can use your energy to supplement their lacking of self-belief and esteem. And sometimes that can be a relationship that can hold you in a place because you're addicted to potential and you're addicted to hope. And sometimes you have to realize, you have to come to a point where you realize for your own safety and sanity that sometimes isn't enough.
The next track, Till the Morning Comes, is the second collaboration on the EP, and this is with an all-female American band. How did all that come about, Diva?
So, Flor de Toloache is an all-woman-led mariachi
That's
band.
right.
And I performed with them in a group show when we were doing some activism for, I believe it was with a Resistance Revival Chorus. And so we were doing some community work in Central Park, and I got to see them perform, and they were brilliant. They blew my mind, and they're a Grammy Award winning group. They're winners of the Latin Grammy, and they are beautiful women and incredibly talented. And Mireia Ramos was actually here for lockdown. She was stuck here, and that's how we actually ended up getting to meet in real life as friends. And then we played a show together. She came and joined me as a guest when I played the last time I played at Joe's Pub in Manhattan. And she's a brilliant violinist and an incredible artist of her own. And I wanted violin, and I wanted just like that feel, because it has this whimsical kind of entity that I feel like mariachi music has. You know, it's just like beautiful and romantic, so I just wanted their touch on the album, and they just put the most beautiful energy into it. And so that song is kind of like, yeah, it's about kind of, for me, kind of speaks to how people connect today, how like there's a real fear of intimacy and connection, and so people kind of like tiptoe into into relationships. They text, they send emojis, they watch your stories on Instagram, they like respond to whatever, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? It's like so different now, and it feels like a modern dating feels like the stakes are really high, just to like, you know, just to like give you even an inkling of what you really feel like. And so it's also just say like, you know, it really, things take time. Yeah. You know, you can like spend time with somebody, but you don't really know if you like really like them until you really get to know them. And in order to do that, you have to continue to show up.
Exactly. And you've got to slow down as well, which is the fifth track on the EP. In this crazy, crazy world that's going so fast, everyone should slow down a bit and smell the roses, I guess.
Well, you know, I was looking up this like concept of like Afro nature futurism, and the idea of like kind of returning to the natural world and to natural spaces and to sustainability and to like connection and like intimacy and kind of a rejection of you know, social media, and a rejection of like this idea that like everything can be and exist in the cloud, you know, that actually you need to slow down, reorient yourself and connect to what is real, and that is like nature, that's your loved ones, that's having like meaningful experiences with people that matter, that's like acting in service of the greater good. And it's also about being truthful to who you are and locating yourself through connection and being able to like get to the end of this journey and be able to kind of locate and orient yourself through your life, through these people, through these connections, through these choices that we make, and grounding yourself in the soil and growing roots, you know? And that song is about that, and that this idea that we can hurtle through life alone is absolutely false. You need quality people who see you and who you see, and you need that in order to feel whole and fulfilled in life.
So it's an absolutely great track. Yeah, they're all great tracks, but that's one of the standout ones for my,
you know,
in my mind, I think. Yeah.
That is I'm getting that a lot, actually. And that feels really great, you know, because that whole track was created and written and recorded while we were in London. So it didn't exist, like no part of that song existed before we went to London to record it. And it all was like inspired by this sociologist, the scientist who was talking about locating yourself and how Indigenous people locate themselves through their fauna, through the Fenua and through the Moana and through like they or you know where they originate from, and it has so much to do with nature and with family and with lineage and legacy and your whakapapa and how that can also be translated into connecting with the chosen family and the chosen, where you are, you know what I mean? You can orient yourself and locate yourself where you choose to be as well. And I just thought that was really beautiful and inspired me to write that song. And yeah, so I love that song too.
Great. Another standout track for me is the last one, Someone's Daughter, which is all about the women in people's lives.
Yeah, well, it was inspired by the murder of Breonna Taylor, and it was
Ah.
really inspired by, in particular, the continued loss of life in of Black women in the communities in the United States, and ultimately around the world. And as a Black woman, I felt so. Felt so much pain, and I felt like I felt my mortality in learning of so many women, Sandra Bland, and the list kind of just kept going on, and it just was like I think I'd had enough, and I needed to write about it. And in writing about it also makes me think of like the women in Palestine and the little girls and women and children in Sudan. It makes me think of all women and children around the world that people somehow dehumanize and forget, like willingly ignore the fact that they are somebody's child. They're not just like a number, they're not just a statistic, they're not just collateral damage that. All of these bodies are human beings, and the dehumanization of our fellow human beings is something I can't fathom. I'm grateful to be kind of person who feels as if they could not fathom that, but apparently it's like something that is rife throughout our species as humans. And I just I wanted to remind people that we're not just a number, that we are someone's child. We are a dream, we are a vision, we are plans for the future, we are a family, we're someone's mother. And I'm always hoping for that day, that it feels like that's possible.
Now, you're going to be very busy over April and into the beginning of May. You're going on tour and touring
Yes.
all this music around and other music. I'm sure you've just been to the Waiheke Island Jazz Festival, and then very soon you'll
Yes.
head down to Dunedin, work your way back up to Christchurch, zip up to Mount Maunganui, and come back down
Yes.
on April the 18th to where we're very interested in our area, to Wellington, and perform at the new Miao venue, Miao Nui.
Yes, I've never played at Miao Nui, and I am excited. It's my biggest show in Wellington in a long
Yeah.
time, I think. And I'm over the moon. I cannot wait to play this gig and to share this music in my
Be
hometown.
great. Now, there'll be a band with you, I presume.
Yes. I have a full band, and I'm working on some other elements
Ah.
that I hope that people will experience while I'm there. But yeah.
So they'll be kept in suspense. Well, you'll keep us in suspense about those until the show. So to get to the show, people had to book tickets. I think it's going to be a sellout, Diva. So ticketing
Spread
is
the word.
through somewhere. Where is the ticketing through?
So the ticketing for Miao Nui is through Ticketek.
Yep.
You can also head to www.divamahal.com/tour, and you can get tickets that way. You can also go to the link in my bio on my Instagram, and for other shows, it also under the radar tickets is also a place that you can look and find tickets for this tour.
Lots of
and
ways
you can
to get
follow
tickets.
My mailing list, yeah. And you can like and subscribe.
Do all those things on social media
things.
That we were talking about when we were talking about some of the tracks on the EP.
Yeah.
And just
I'm actually also working on printing the whole EP on vinyl, so that will be something that's coming out soon too.
So I will be certainly queuing up for a vinyl copy. I will wait until then and stream it madly until then. Thank you very much, Diva. It's a great
pleasure.
EP to add to your wonderful oeuvre of music that you've released over the years. Good luck with the
Thank
tour.
You.
I'm sure it'll be fantastically successful. And we're going to go out and play a little bit of Someone's Daughter for everybody to hear.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Diva. And that's Focus on Arts for this week.
Someone's daughter who had a mother, father. Mother, father who dreamed of something better. Something better than they had for her. Maybe, just maybe, they'd buy a house on a hill and raise some babies they could name in their will. Something better.
This program was made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the accessmedia.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.